Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people that are here gathered unto Shiloh, and on the Lord shall the gathering of the people be. Not unto me, but unto you be all the glory. And we declare, as always, that the entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding to the simple. Now, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's always there to remind us of that which you have already said unto us. And today, Lord, we want to say amen to your word and to every promise that you have given us personally and on this platform. So let it be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to take some short scripture readings and then also just some few words to encourage us together. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 1, well-known story, how that the angel came unto Mary to announce the that she would be pregnant, to tell her that she would be pregnant, to have a child. My goodness. I mean, you just think about it. She was a, probably a young teenager of sorts, but this angel Gabriel showed up and told her, something unbelievable. So I'm going to read it to you why it was unbelievable, and then I'm going to tell you the caption for today's lesson. Are you seeing the title or wait for the caption? Here comes Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, in Luke 1, came in there in verse 26. And in the sixth month, that 6 month after, the visitation to Zacharias, the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her. Now, the angel of the Lord can come in there. It doesn't matter whether the door is closed or wherever. It just appear, just like that. Praise the Lord. The angel of the Lord came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary." See, the angel of the Lord knows your name. The Lord knows your name too. "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest." He was called Yeshua in the Hebrew language. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Why is that? Well, because you can't call him the son of Joseph, because Joseph wasn't even in the mix. And so whose son is he going to be? Well, it's going to be the Son of the Highest. "And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Even though he's the son of David, the angel chose to call him the Son of the Highest. That's right. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now listen to what Mary said. I mean, she heard all these things, and she's wondering in her mind. She probably knew some scriptures, and so on. But, what is this now being said to her? And she said, "Well, how can this thing be?" That was what she asked. "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Well, that's the impossible that I want you to focus on today. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes upon a situation, he turns the impossible into possible. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Well, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. That's it. It will be the Son of God. And behold, even your cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived also a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. In other words, you know, I am at your pleasure. Handmaid is somebody that's bought with a price, you know, like a, you know, a slave, really, a servant or whatever, you know, bought with a price. You do with me whatever you want. I am the handmaid of the Lord, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. The famous text. And the angel departed from her. And I dare say, and as I've said it a few times on this platform already, in that moment that she aligned with the word of God, with the word that was spoken to her, and she said, amen to it. That be it unto me is basically amen. Amen is so let it be. And the moment she said that, she became pregnant. Now, here's the thing I want to talk about today. So we heard the statement that, you know, God specializes in the impossible. There is really nothing impossible with God. It's in our realm that we think that. The angel said it here. There's nothing impossible with God. You know, the Holy Ghost, when he comes into a situation, he makes the impossible possible. Not impossible for him, but what we thought was impossible, he makes it possible. So I want us to believe, you know, the unbelievable so that you can receive the impossible. That's a caption for today's lesson. You know, now this was unbelievable. I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? You know, I mean, since Adam and Eve, we've never heard, you know, although Isaiah prophesied about it in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, but nobody knew what he meant. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. Nobody really knows what he meant, but we've never heard about it, that a woman would just conceive without being with a man. And so it is impossible. Actually, unbelievable. You know? And I guarantee you, nobody believed Mary. And she suffered a lot of scorn, a lot of shame, a lot of disgrace. It was very painful. Even Joseph, her betrothed to be husband, was minded to put her away privately. You just put her away, send her into some village somewhere and so on. You know, but the angel set him straight and said, don't do it. That which is, you know, found with her is of the Holy Ghost. And how in the world can he believe that? How could Mary believe it? How could Joseph even believe it? You know, but God knows how to pick them. Praise the Lord. That's caption number two. God knows how to pick them. That's right. He will pick the people that will believe his word. He knows how to pick them. You know, the first caption today, or you will call it punchline, is believe the unbelievable so that you can receive, you know, the impossible. I mean, so that the impossible can be made possible. You got to believe the unbelievable so that the impossible can be made possible for you. Now, you know, if things are not far-fetched and possible, well, there's no struggle for any strong believing, because I mean, it's possible anyway, you know. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we don't even think about, that we just walk through them because, you know, they are in the realm of what we call the realm of possibilities anyway. You know, so, you know, if you are on a job, for instance, and your paycheck is coming on such and such a day, I mean, maybe you got direct deposit. You know, it's, you know, the amount that you're expecting, then it's not a big, you know, thing for you to expect that money, your bank account, on the day that they say it will be there. I mean, those are things that we believe for or even expect that we don't even think about because it's in the realm of possibility anyway, you know. But there are some things that may be outside the realm of natural or human possibilities. Now that's where you got to step up your faith and believe the unbelievable so that God can turn the impossible into possible. Now, there were people like this throughout the scriptures that I believe God like that. I believe the word of God. I mean, when Jehoshaphat was faced with a situation that was completely overwhelming, it was outnumbered in 2 Chronicles 20. We've read the story many, many times. You know, the when you take the combined armies of Ammon, Moab, and, you know, together, you know, these people, these three armies that came against them, they were completely outnumbered. And, you know, naturally speaking, there was just no way that they could go up and win that conflict. It was impossible. You know, so you have Mount Seir, you have Ammon, you have Moab, and the combined forces completely outnumbered them. But there was something that changed, you know, the landscape. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord came. Holy Spirit spoke through someone in the midst of the congregation. Upon Jahaziel, we're told, the son of Zechariah, the son of Bananiah, the son of Janiel, and the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, and of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation where they were gathered together and praying. You know, they were gathered together and they were praying. But Jehoshaphat, he knew how to pray. Here was his prayer. He said, Lord, we don't know what to do against this situation. You know, we are completely outnumbered, but our eyes are upon thee. And read that story for yourself in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12. These are people that you did not allow us to mess with. We left them alone. But see how they have repaid us now, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. Well, and this great company, we can't do anything, you know, with them or against them. They are too much for us. But our eyes are upon you. Now, that's the beginning of your miracle right there. When you can turn your eyes away from this seemingly impossible situation and turn your eyes to the Lord. That's the beginning of the miracle right there. You know, when I say, well, our eyes are upon you. We're looking to the Lord for his deliverance. And when the Holy Ghost spoke, see, this is what changes everything. You know, one time we dealt on the prophetic, you know, can bring a change. Well, the Holy Spirit always brings a change. Consider the story in Genesis chapter 1. You know, when there was chaos all over the place, the Bible says, you know, the earth was void. You know, darkness was upon the face of the deep everywhere. The whole thing was just chaotic and void. The Holy Ghost moved. upon the face of the waters and upon the face of the deep. You know, the moment a Holy Ghost gets into the situation, changes everything. It changes everything. And, you know, God can't do anything unless the Holy Ghost moves first. Praise God. You know, so the Holy Ghost is the power of God in our sphere. You know, in the human realm, when you see the power of God moving, that's the Holy Ghost. We call him Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. That's the motions of God in the realm of the what we call natural or supernatural, you know, in our realm. That's just the demonstration of the Spirit of God. When he comes into our realm, it changes everything. All he needs is for you to believe. Hallelujah. But God knows how to pick those people that will believe, you know, and for those that, you know, don't believe, they might suffer some consequences, you know. So, Jehoshaphat, after he heard the word of the Lord from this Jahaziel, he said, look, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great company, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Why not today? You know, tomorrow, many times the Lord will say tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow. Give you time today to do something about the word that you heard. You know, so today you hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says, harden not your hearts. You know, but what did Jehoshaphat do after he heard the word of the Lord? He said, well, you will not even need to fight in this battle that you was told. Set yourself, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord, you know, and which the Lord will show you. Be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you, he told him. Well, Jehoshaphat is going to do one better. He's going to do one better than stand still. He's actually going to go forward, because the Lord said, go ye, you know, out against them. You know, but stand still just means don't fret yourself. You know, don't take anything into your matters. But he's going to praise the Lord today. He heard it. Instead of just, you know, going to bed and say, well, tomorrow we'll deal with it. No, today he's going to bow down and he's going to worship the Lord for the word that he heard. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah, see, when the king is leading the charge, the people follow. Thank God for a king that feared the word of the Lord and honored the word of the Lord. May the Lord give us leaders like that in our time. And Jehoshaphat, as soon as he heard the word, he worshipped, and everybody followed suit, bowed down and worshipped, you know, and so forth. And even the Levites and all of them, you know, they began to praise the Lord with a loud voice because of the word that they had heard. They hadn't gotten into the battle yet. They hadn't gotten the victory. They haven't even gone into battle. But, you know, they believed the word and they began to praise the Lord. And Jehoshaphat so believed the word of the Lord that he himself turned around and encouraged the people. In fact, he commanded them. You know, he said to them, hear me, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. He told them. isn't that wonderful if you have a king, a president, a leader, a prime minister, or whatever, I will say that to the people. Come out and say, believe in the Lord your God. Oh, my goodness. Say, well, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe also the prophetic word. Hallelujah. That's how you're going to prosper. And the prophetic word comes by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You got to believe it. You know, that's how you're going to prosper. And of course, they believed it. But Jehoshaphat is not going to leave it to chance. So, you know, he's going to actually take, you know, charge of everything. So he begins to inquire among the people, get me the best singers, the sons of Asaph and everybody, you know, that can know how to do this praise. People that know how to do the praise, get them for me. And they assemble them, you know, and say, yeah, these are the people, you know, get your instruments and everything. You're going in front of us and you're praising the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And you know the rest of the story. But what was it about the word of the Lord? And what was the situation like? Situation was impossible. You can't, they could not in the natural go up against each one of those armies, you know, already outnumbered them, let alone when they put three of them together. There's no way they could do it. But they believed the word of God. Many stories in the Bible, things that are impossible. When you face impossible situation, will you believe the word of God for the moment? Praise the Lord. There's a story we see in Luke chapter 5. You know, Peter had gone on a fishing exhibition, a fishing adventure, or fishing project, whatever you might call it, with his partners. And they toiled all night long, but they caught nothing. You know, that just wasn't their day. And after they had packed in their nets, washed their nets, and given up, and then Jesus comes and says, do it again. And, you know, go out there and do it again. But this time I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the strategy. It's how you're going to do it. You know, put your nets over on this side. Hallelujah. And Peter, he looked at this an impossible situation. We've already been there for hours. Throughout the night, we were there. There's nothing to be caught today. The fish are just not biting. That's what he thought in his soul, but his courage. But right away, he used the word of God to separate and put that soul in its place. Nevertheless, at thy word. Now, we all must have those nevertheless moments when we are in the face of impossible situations. Well, you got to come out with that nevertheless. You know, you could be facing your Red Sea moments right now. God already said you're going somewhere, but the devil said, yeah, there's no way you're getting there. You know, I'm going to see how you're going to cross this Red Sea. Pharaoh thought in his heart, I got you right where I want you. You know, and he thinks in his heart, says to Moses, Moses, your God is a poor general. See where he left you. I'm going to come in there. I'm going to devour at once, he thought in his heart. No, the Lord was going to sucker him in. But, you know, what was the word? Well, the word was go forward. You know, God's taking you to a place. Oh, there's all these things that will be on the way to make sure you don't get there. But what are you going to do? You know, are you going to believe the word of the Lord in the face of the impossible? You know, that's what we are talking about today. I can go on and on and on and on with examples, but let it suffice there, because I want to call our attention certain specific things that the Lord has spoken to us on this platform. And, you know, today is a call to remembrance of these things. I mean, cast your mind back over the last 2 years. Amazing promises that the Lord has given. First, there was a promise of emerge. You know, the Lord began to give us the message in 2023 that we will emerge. And then in 2024, it was a quantum leap. And then this year, it began to tell us the prophetic repairs. I mean, there's so many things inside those messages. You know, we need to go back and pull out, you know, what you might call the captions or the punchlines out of those messages, you know, and stick your claim right there on the word of the Lord. And believe, especially for the things that might look unbelievable. Have you experienced a quantum leap? It's unbelievable. Well, what's a quantum leap? Well, you know, you can just think of it as, you know, a sudden change in the situation. You know, you are catapulted suddenly to success. You're catapulted suddenly into, you know, something that you just couldn't even think, you know, about. I mean, what does it mean to emerge? Well, you've been in the shadows for too long. And the Lord said, you've dwelled upon this mountain for too long. You know, it's time to enlarge your coasts. You know, it's time for you to, you know, enlarge your territories. Praise the Lord. You know, and so when God begins to speak those things to us, I know we do so many lessons in this room from time to time that we might forget. You know, so today's message, not exactly a teaching today, is designed, you know, to help us go back and believe God for those things which might be unbelievable. The reason sometimes, you know, things linger is because we haven't quite believed. You know, and Jehoshaphat told them, believe the Lord. Yeah, and that's so important. You know, you got to believe the Lord. That's why today's caption on the message or the title says believe. You know, this is one of our believe series. You got to believe the Lord. That's the only way that you're going to experience what the dictionary calls a huge and often sudden increase or advance in something. You know, that's what dictionary defines as quantum leap. It's huge. It's sudden increase or advance in something. Well, you know, what are we believing God for? Well, it is an abrupt change. Another definition in the dictionary says it's an abrupt change, a sudden increase, or, you know, it brings a dramatic advance or advances, you know, and so on and so forth. I mean, these are even natural definitions, let alone spiritual. Hallelujah. In spiritual language, the Lord has said for us to not look, you know, inward. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. You know, don't lean to your understanding. Say, well, how can it be? Well, that was her understanding at first. I mean, I have not been with a man. How can this thing be? That's your understanding. Because your understanding, again, is limited to your experience. You know, maybe things you've heard or things that you've known or what, you know, are aware of. My understanding is limited to that. But just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean anything to the Lord. I mean, Enoch never heard that anybody could leave this earth without dying. He never heard of it. There's no such thing. The people before him died and so on. Yeah, but somehow he believed God. You know, I mean, so, and I call those people like that, you know, trailblazers, because, you know, never been said, never been heard. Mary was a trailblazer. Never been heard, never been said, never been done. But she believed God for the impossible. She believed for the unbelievable. You know, unbelievable, improbable, impossible. You know, you just can't do it. How do you get pregnant? You know, you're not big with a man. It has never happened since the beginning of the world. Well, you know, that's our understanding. But when the Holy Ghost steps in and tells you something, you know, forget your understanding. Praise the Lord. And just say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. You know, that's it. That's what God is looking for. Will he find someone in here today that will say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word? Pull out that list. And find the things that are impossible on that list. I hope you wrote down some impossible things, you know, because, I mean, if you can achieve it yourself, why even bother to ask the Lord? Just do it. But the one that you cannot do, praise the Lord. There's a story in Luke chapter 18, and I love verse 8 particularly. Jesus in that story was talking about men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he was giving a lesson to the people of how God is going to avenge you speedily. When you cry unto the Lord night and day, he said, even though the Lord be along with them, he will avenge them speedily. So don't worry about it. Just hang in there. But now he says, and I want you to read with me for a minute, Luke chapter 18 and verse 8. Let's turn our attention to that for a minute and see what the Lord would say. He said, oh, the Lord is going to avenge you speedily. We know that, you know. But then he said, well, but nevertheless, you know, when the Son of Man shall come, you know, shall he find faith on the earth? And so there's a couple different ways you can look at that. But if you want to look at this in the context of what he was saying, well, the Holy Spirit will give you a different revelation. He said, look, I tell you that the Lord will avenge them speedily. You know, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, traditionally, our culture has interpreted this verse as meaning when the Lord shall come, the coming of the Lord for the church, rapture, or translation, whatever you want to call it. That's one way of looking at it. You know, another way of looking at it by revelation of the Holy Ghost is to see it in the context of what Jesus is saying here. Jesus here is talking about, you know, even talked about the woman that came and kept asking the judge to do something, and he wouldn't do it. He would never do it. You know, said, I don't care about this woman, but this woman is bugging me. The only way to get rid of her is to do what she wants. This is the context of what Jesus was talking about. And the woman was up against, you know, an impossible situation, against a judge that couldn't care less about her situation, had no empathy, had no compassion, had no reason to help her. But because she kept bugging him and would not, every time she'd go there until the gate closed and she would go and then she'd come back again the next day. You know, and this man said, look, there's only one way to get rid of this woman. You know, it's do what she wants. Just give her what she wants already and then get rid of her. And then Jesus made this statement. So you can see what he's talking about. It's not just about his coming in some future. It's talking about the things that you are asking about. If you keep asking and you keep asking and you keep asking, you're going to get it. Eventually, of course, you must ask by faith. And you must ask according to the word of God. Now, so Jesus said, but nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? Well, so here's the way I interpret that. Or the Holy Spirit interpreted to me sometime, a long time ago. And every time since then, I believe this verse a different way. What it means in the realm of the Holy Spirit is when the Lord finally shows up for you in that situation, will you still be at the point of faith? Or will you have given up and run off? You know, sometimes people wait and wait and wait. And when it's not working, then they figure out and do something else. You know, same thing that Sarah did. She waited. It wasn't working. So, well, let's do something else. I mean, you wait. It's not working. Well, let's just do. You know, these people, and sometimes when the miracle is just around the corner, that's when people give up. There's a story in Exodus chapter 15. You know, first they didn't have any water. And then when they had water, it was bitter. And it was all kinds of things. I mean, they were just always complaining. And they said, look, it's better we went back to Egypt, you know, and just went back there. I mean, we're going to die here in the wilderness. But the Bible says that, you know, in the midst of all of that grumbling and all of that complaining and your hearts going back to Egypt and so on, in the midst of all of that, the Lord had prepared for them, you know, the solution to that immediate problem in the wilderness. But they didn't know it, but it was just right around the corner. You know, you just read all of that in Exodus chapter 15 and come to the last verse. And they say, and they came to Elim. It was just around the corner. And then they found 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, which the Lord had prepared for them. You know, but they were complaining. Just hang in there just a little longer. You know, and Jesus said, look, when I finally show up, Will I find you still at the point of faith, or what would have happened? You know, people give up, you know, sometimes. So don't give up and don't give in. Instead, just say amen to the word of promise. Hallelujah. Now, let me remind you of some things, that additional things that the Lord has promised besides the emerge and the quantum leap. You can take the emerge any which way you want. Anything that has kept you held back for so long, Lord said you will emerge. I believe that with all my heart. Well, quantum leap is an opportunity to believe God, you know, for something, you know, that is beyond normal. Hallelujah. Just beyond normal. Then you come to, you know, some of the things that the Lord has told us in the prophetic repairs. You will see that quantum leap is actually also embedded in that prophetic repairs. And when you talk about, you know, acceleration and advancement, which the Lord is one of those things. You know, it's a supernatural ability of God. I think I said it like that. Supernatural ability of God to bring his plans and purposes and his word and his will to pass in your life at a much faster rate than is humanly possible, you know, or suddenly he can do that. That will be a quantum leap, you know, or things that you thought, you know, I don't know, you know, this thing, you just give up your mind. It's boom, suddenly, you know, and, you know, I gave a testimony yesterday on situation, on investment, house, property situation. You know, I just kind of, I mean, I don't know if gave up really, but I just, you know, resigned. I think that's the way. Just resigned and left it in my mind. But then suddenly, just like that, you know, quickly, you know, the Lord uses the word quickly many times. He said, behold, I come quickly. You know, people think that it means, oh, it was going to come today. That's what quickly means. No, it means when it starts, it will happen quickly. You know, it will just be, you know, immediate before you know it. You know, so, and then when this thing started, it was just like that. You know, and something we waited for years. And all of a sudden in a few days, was just like that, done. You know, and it was like, my goodness, just done like that. You know, so the Lord wants us to believe. If thou canst only believe, Jesus told one man, he said, look, all things are possible. Now, we know that all things are possible to God. We already know that. In fact, there is no believer that doesn't know that. You know, we may or may not appropriate it in every situation, but somehow in our subconscious, we understand and know that all things are possible to God. Well, you know, we know that. The angel said it to Mary. With God, there shall nothing be impossible. One time, Jesus was talking to the disciples. They said, well, who then can be saved? He said, well, not with man, but with God, because all things are possible with him. Well, so we know that. But what about you and me? You know, are things possible to us that may be deemed impossible? Well, Jesus said it here in Mark 9 and verse 23. He said, if thou canst only believe. Now, this is not God now. This is you. If you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise the Lord. You know, everything is possible. You know, you just got to find a way. You know, and God already knows the way. You just got to open your ears and eyes and on and heart and let him show you the way. In technology, you know, I always say, look, well, you know, everything is possible. You say, And they bring a new request. They say, well, is it possible? I say, of course. You know, anything is possible. Just a matter of how are you going to do it. And really, I mean, that's technology for you. It's hardly anything that you can't do. It's just a matter of how you're going to do it. Well, we have technology of the spirit realm also. You know, it's a, look, all things are possible to him that believes. But you can elevate yourself to God's realm and say, look, I know God said it. So I'm just going to say amen to it. And that's our lesson, our message today is, be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Now, you may not have heard the Holy Spirit point blank tell you something, you know, but the written word of God is just as good. If you find a promise in the word of God, it's just as good as the Holy Spirit saying it to you point blank. You know, you find that word, because God will stand by that word. Jesus himself said it, not one jot or tittle of this word will fall to the ground until all be fulfilled. You find that word, you stand with that word, you know, doesn't matter. Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away. That means, you know, everything else may fall apart. Everything else may change, but this word will never fall apart. You stay right there with it. And don't give an inch. And how do you do it? Be it unto me according to thy word, Lord. Yeah, what is it? Be it unto me according to thy word. You know, so let me quickly remind us of some of the things that you should say amen to in this room today. We did this when we did the series, but we've been doing the fruit of this spirit series now, and people are already, perhaps already forgetting these promises for this year. So this is a reminder, you know, for you to not forget. Not forget that the Lord has promised you release this year. You know, which means some of the things that have been held up and obstructed will be released for you. Let's talk about opening of the gates. That's some of the things the Lord has promised. He has promised expansion. That's right. Expansion. You know. Or exponential growth. Yeah, because he can just take something. And again, that's exponential growth is quantum leap. And just do something for you. Gaining new territories. You know, and things like that. And the Lord actually did tell Abraham. You know, showed him. Said, look, come out here. I'm going to show you something. And then he told him, look, how far can you see? He said, well, I see this. I said, well, he said, look again. Look again. How far can you see? Well, Lord, you know, he looked some more and said, well, I see this. And said, well, look again, yet again. He said, because as far as you can see, I'm going to give it to you. Wow. Now that tells you that, look, you got to have vision. You know, you got to train your spiritual eyesight to see farther out. Hallelujah. Increase and, you know, see more out there. See more, get more. Your horizon is the limit that you can see at the moment. It looks as if the sky meets the ground. And that's it. You can't see beyond that. But if you can somehow manage, you know, to increase the distance of that horizon, and it's been proven mathematically, the higher up you go, the farther out that horizon line is. And get everything away from your line of sight. And believe, see more, and get more. God already told us that this year. Possession. How about possession? You know, there are some things that you need to possess. Praise God. House of Jacob, house of Joseph, possess their possessions. Well, the testimony I gave the other day was a possession, which the enemy was trying to take. We have some other possessions that we must possess. And you believe God, put it on your list. Believe God. You know, you will come into your own. That's what possession is. The devourer will not be able to dispossess you from the inheritance of the Lord. And these are things that you must say amen to. You must say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Everything that God has given you that you have not yet obtained, you begin to take possession of it. That's what it means. You know, this year, praise the Lord. And these are some of the things you can say amen to. What about acceleration and advancement? We talked about that already. You know, God's supernatural ability to do something that will blow your mind. You know, things that have lingered suddenly get done. My goodness. Did I see it already? You know, and you accomplish a great deal more in a shorter amount of time. That's right. you know, previous struggles and all these things, delays and so forth. You know, all of a sudden, no more delay. Boom, boom, boom. Rapid response, you know, from the Lord. Just like that. You know, then you talk about increase. These are the things you should say amen to. Just reminding you. The year of increase. What does that really mean? You know, I mean, it means that the Lord will crown the year with increase for you. That's what it means. Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. You have to say amen to it. You know, now, it's not for us to figure out how the Lord's going to do it. That's not for us. That's all we need to do is what he said or what he promised, not how. You know, it's the what. You know, again, in my line of business or line of work, we talk about requirements. What? Don't tell me how. Just tell me what you want. You let me figure out the how. That's what we tell our customers. You know, you tell me what. I'll figure out the how. You know, tell me how to do it. Just tell me what you want. Well, same thing with God. You know, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. And he might already have told you what he's going to do for you. All you got to do is say amen to it. You don't need to worry how he's going to do it. For my ways, Jesus said, my God said it, are higher than yours. My thoughts are way higher than yours. You know, God's already figured it out. He already knows it. And we are still way down here trying to wonder if it's possible. Of course it is, because the Lord already known it. If the Lord didn't see it, he wouldn't say it. But he already seen it because he declares the end from the beginning. He already seen it. He already told you it's going to be so. So just flow in the Holy Ghost and don't worry about how exactly he's going to do it. That's none of your concern. You know, God gave tremendous increase to many people in the Bible, you know, and promise you increase. You know, this is not the year of barely enough. You know, God's going to give you increase. And don't worry about situations. Don't worry about laws that are being made, things that are being, you know, here in the United States, all kinds of commotion, new administration coming in, laws being changing. You know, we are not tied to all of that. You know, man's economy or their laws and so forth. I'm a citizen of heaven. You know, ambassadors are not subject to the laws of the foreign country to which they were dispatched. They're not subject. They may live in that country, but they're not subject to those laws. You know, they're immune to those laws. You know, they're an ambassador of a foreign country. And you can't make them subject. They'll never become a citizen of that other country where they are working. They live there. They don't belong there. And they will never belong. They don't have to learn their language or their customs. They just speak the language of the country where they belong to, what they represent. And they're not subject to the laws of this one. You know, and we are ambassadors for Christ. We're not subject to these things. And in fact, any laws or anything that will work to my advantage. Praise the Lord. It may not seem so at first, but it will eventually. Praise the Lord, because God will make all things work together for my good. Why? Because I love the Lord and because I am part of the called. Hallelujah. I was called. I was chosen. Jesus said, look, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Praise the Lord. And if you understand that, well, then you are the called and you are the chosen. God's going to make you faithful because those that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Faithful means you stay right there. That's right. You stay with it. You know, whatever the Lord has said, and keep on believing God. What about the restoration and the rest and the recovery and so forth? You know, this is the year that we would look back by the grace of God and say, my goodness, God has given me rest on every side. Cut off adversary, cut off any evil occurrence, cut everything off. Have rest so I can actually expand. Praise the Lord. Woohoo. We've seen many stories like that. We repair many things for us through the year. You believe it? Well, you say amen to it. And last but not the least, he promised us success, a year of celebration and success and so forth. You know, God will line up people. He said the trees of the field will clap their hands for you. Who are the trees of the field? That's people. Praise God. Jesus healed one man one time and said, what do you see? He said, well, I see, it looks like trees. Well, you know, God will line them up, clap their hands for you. You know, according to Isaiah 55 and 12, the mountains, you know, and the hills and all the things that before were roadblocks, they will actually begin to sing for you. They will stand at attention. They will sing. They will move to the side so you can pass through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, because God has said it. So all you got to do is the Lord has spoken. Let the church say amen. And amen means be it unto me according to your word. Now, before the end of this month, a few days left, walk this faith into your life. And say, you know, practice it for the next few days and let it flow with you for the rest of the year. We started out the year like that, but some people already forget it. That's why I got to bring you back so you don't forget. And know how to do the praise. You got to do the praise. You know, Jehoshaphat, he knew how to do the praise. You got to do the praise. When the Lord has promised something, then do the praise. And if you know how to do it, you know, you'll get results faster than anything else. And they overcame the devil, according to Revelation 12 and 11, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. They love not even their lives unto the dead. The word of their testimony that they can use as their weapon, as I've told you before, means they're not waiting to the end to testify. You can't, that's not a weapon if you're waiting to the end to testify. It's a weapon when you testify before you actually see the thing happen. That's when it becomes a weapon. You know, now all of us know how to testify, you know, after God has done the thing. And some people still don't even testify. But, you know, if you know how to testify in advance of the victory, then it becomes a weapon in your hand. Overcome the devil by the word of your testimony. Testify! You say, I have believed. Therefore, I have spoken. Well, the Lord said it. Do you believe it? Well, then say amen. And walk in. And don't say one thing with your mouth and do another thing. You know, say it right there. Which put your actions where your mouth is at. You know, if you say amen to any promise of God, then do the same. Praise the Lord. Well, if you say you're going to get married, well, then start preparing. Start looking for the, you know, things that you need. And start preparing yourself also on how to be a good wife or good husband or whatever. And be ready for it. Praise the Lord. You know, you believe in God for a job, career, whatever. Well, start prepping yourself. And start getting ready for the interview. You dress the part. You know, find something sharp that you're going to wear, because you know you're going to come. They're calling you in a few days. You just believe God, you know, and you say amen and you start acting it out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and the word was made flesh the moment she believed it. Now I'm going to pray over the room. This is the message for today. That's it. But it's just for us to remind ourselves, and I will do this from time to time. Holy Spirit made me realize that I got to do it from time to time. Don't just pile on teaching and teaching and teaching. You got to take a break, bring it back, let the people, you know, act on what they already heard, because we need this. You know, many of us can't really, you know, do much for the Lord when we're still struggling with all these things. So God's got to take care of these things, and he wants to, but we got to believe God, you know. So that's our message for today. And I'm going to believe the Lord on the promises that God already gave. I'm believing in the Lord already. Are you going to believe the Lord? Now, I want you to pull out your list. You know, remember we made a list. I think it was on December 13th, called the message Prophetic 12:13. Read it for yourself. I mean, or listen to it for yourself. You know, on the 13th day of the month, Adar, which was the 12th month of the year, you know, God gave Esther and the people of the Jews, you know, opportunity to write anything they wanted against their enemies, you know, and we wrote what we wanted. The Lord said, well, remind them of these things. Pull out your list and start believing the Lord. Did the Lord say he would do it? Well, I say amen to it. Hallelujah. And as the Lord said something else, well, I say amen to it. Praise the Lord. And even spiritual things is the same thing. You know, anything the Lord has promised us spiritually, it's the same thing. We got to say amen and we got to align with God's word. Praise the Lord. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's right. We say amen to it. You know, it's going to be an outpouring. It's only that what God will give, the elect of God will be different. You know, it will be special. But he will pour out his spirit. It's going to be so. There's no way around it. Isaiah talks about it. He said, look, the heavens and the earth together, they're going to collaborate. It's going to spring forth righteousness everywhere. You know, may not look like it now, but it's going to happen. Because the Lord said so. And we're going to say amen to it. Praise the Lord. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures in Isaiah is, drop down ye heavens, you know, from above. You know, let the skies pour down righteousness. Isaiah 45 and 8. Let the earth open up. You know, let the heaven bring forth salvation. It's going to happen. Let righteousness spring forth together. Because I, the Lord, have created it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you for a reminder. He said the Holy Spirit, even the Spirit of truth, he will remind you of those things which I've told you. Now, Lord, even as you have reminded us, we want to also remind you. So put me in remembrance and declare it according to Isaiah 43 and 26. Declare that thou mightest be justified. Lord, we say amen to every promise that the Lord has promised us in our personal lives and on this platform, especially. And we say amen. And so let it be. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, once it is done and spoken and sealed, it cannot be changed. Well, the word of God is the same. You know, my word, that which is gone from my mouth, will I not alter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it will not return unto me void, the Lord said. Hallelujah. But it will accomplish its purpose. Prosper in that which the Lord pleases. Accomplish its purpose. And we say amen. Now, I want us to pray. I'm going to take a few minutes, a prayer segment. You pray and you declare and you say amen. You say, I did that yesterday. Do it again today. Jesus told Peter, do it again. Peter said, well, I did it all night. Well, Lord said, do it again. Praise God. You know, so you're going to do it again. Man ought always to pray. We're going to do this every time as much as we remember. You know, until, remember, bug the judge today, bug him again tomorrow, bug him the next time. Jesus told these parables. Knock on the door until the guy gets out of bed and give to you what you want. Don't knock once and go away. You know, he may not get up because you are his friend, but he's going to get up, you know, just to make sure you stop knocking. Otherwise, you're going to wake up the whole house. So Jesus told us these stories. So you declared it yesterday, declare it again today. But that's what he says. He said, declare it again, that thou mightest be justified. Not just once, declare it again, and declare it again. Say amen to it again. And you keep saying amen until you see the thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Declare it again, declare it again, declare it again. So, Father, I thank you for everyone that's here. And we believe the Lord together. We declare it and we say amen and amen. Thank you, Father. For the word of God is quick, it's powerful, it will accomplish its purpose in our lives, and so be it. Be it unto us, O Lord, according to thy word. And I say, be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. The good purposes of God that you have planned for my life, let me not be the hindrance. Sometimes we are the very hindrance to what God wants to do. You know, because if the word of God is not mixed with faith, it doesn't profit us anything. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief, the man said. Thank you, Father. I have believed your word, and I've spoken it here today. Now let the Lord confirm his word. Let the word that God has spoken, let it be verified. Let it be fulfilled. That which you have spoken, Lord, by your mouth, let it be fulfilled by your hand as it is this day in the lives of your children. Let your word be verified and give an answer of peace, Lord, in every situation, even as we say amen. Be it unto us according to thy word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.